Okay, so, well, for one, here's why I keep the children's message. Even though we don't have any children in this space right now, there might be children worshiping online, but also I think it's important to keep a spirit of welcome for children, who any children that might come through doors, and the spirit of welcome in ourselves for children around us. And so this is a spiritual discipline, I feel, and important to keep this welcome alive. So these past 2 months, we've been raising money for trees, talking about trees. Here is another book called Trees, for those children among us. This is by Tony Johnston, illustrated by Tiffany Bosick. Trees. Trees love the sky. They love all that blue above them. Trees love clouds. They reach high to touch them. Days, they hold out their limbs for songbirds to come. Nights, they hold out their limbs for stars and moon. Trees are beautiful. In sun, their leaves shine. In rain, they gleam. Their good, rough bark says, "I am strong." Some trees bloom. Each year, their blossoms burst forth white like snow. They make people happy like snow. Some trees are old, old, old. Their ring cores hold stories of summers, winters, years. Trees are friends. Their branches say, "Come, come, come." So children do. Raccoons climb them too. Like friends, trees say, trees stay. They do not go away. Trees give shade to wanderers passing by. I like to read in the shade of a tree, just a tree and me. The end. And Pastor Shaw is going to come talk about Proverbs 31, the role of this particular person has in society, in the life of John and Sarah Edwards. But this is a role, these trees also have a role, and this is their role. So Shaw will talk a little bit about Proverbs 31.